Fred! Ah! I think I see him. He's right over here.
Sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
What's up, sensible fuckers? It's season two.
I was chained to a toilet.
Oh, I drink beer.
I threw my boyfriend's decapitated head out the window.
Shut up! Shut up!
Mandy drinks from a bidet.
I got nice nips.
Totally sensible.
Sensible people.
Good morning, Sensible Nation. It's episode three of season two. We're having a lot of fun with you guys this season. We've got Raw Dog Ryan Church.
What's up, sensible fuckers?
And the lovely Mandy B.
Hello.
And Tay Wagner, your other co-host. Big guest on the show today, guys, Mr. Sunny Patel.
I can't wait to talk to him. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's got a treat.
I know you've heard Sunny.
I have.
Past episodes, but I don't think you've ever encountered a guy like Sunny before.
Very sexy man. I'll give you that.
First for everything.
One of Sensible Nation's favorite recurring guests, Sunny Patel, later on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, we had an awesome episode, too. We got to learn about Mandy a little bit. She played Did It Really Happen? Raw Dog, unfortunately, won. So he's up 1-0 in games this season on me. But I got a little comeback in store. And we've got a couple games on the show today. So before we dive into our content, guys, follow us on Twitter at Sensible_people. Follow us on Instagram at SensiblePeople. We post a lot of funny shit and trying to grow that fan base. So spread the word about the podcast. With regards to some of the things you guys have been doing lately, I mean...
Yeah, dude, I got... This funny story spurred up like a couple days ago. I had no idea it happened. So I went to the Key West of the Midwest, which is known as Blarney Island. And it's not a it's not a plug. It'd be nice if they'd sponsor us. But it's literally an island out in the middle of the chain of lakes where we're from. And I was watching a Dave Matthews cover band with someone. And... that someone brought up a story about the real Dave Matthews Band that I think this happened in 2005. So it was quite some time ago. But she was like, hey, did you ever hear about when the Dave Matthews tour bus emptied their shit tank on the Chicago Bridge and it splattered on tourists below on the tourist boats? And I'm like, no, you're fucking lying. I'm like, that's not true. Because I remember a couple years ago, the story of Dave Matthews helping a dude. He was on the side of the road in Minnesota. His tire was blown, and he got off the bus, helped him get his tire fixed, and he came on the bus. So I thought she was getting mixed up somehow with the story, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't fucking believe you. So I looked it up, and sure as shit, it's 100% real. And
literally.
Sure as shit,
100% real. A driver for the Dave Matthews Band admitted Wednesday that he, again, this is in 05, that he emptied his bus septic tank over the Chicago River last summer, drenching passengers on an architectural boat tour with 800 pounds of human waste. Stephen Wohl, 42, was sentenced to 18 months of probation, 150 hours of community service, and a $10,000 fine after pleading guilty to misdemeanor charges of reckless conduct. Wohl's guilty plea was the first time that the bus driver for the popular rock band publicly acknowledged discharging the waste. I want to read a couple of quotes from, or not quotes, but about the passengers. Passengers on the tour boat, Chicago's Little Lady, described a downpour of foul smell. And this is from the Chicago Tribune. This isn't from just like a fucking
raw
site.
Dog.
Rawdog.com. So passengers on the tour boat, Chicago's Little Lady, described a downpour of foul-smelling, brownish-yellow slurry that ruined their clothes and made several of them sick. After the incident, the boat returned to its dock where passengers were given refunds. No serious injuries were reported. So what the fuck, dude? The guy empties it over a Chicago bridge and splatters on the people below? That's like movie quality.
So did he stop on the bridge? I don't get that.
I don't really get it either. And I don't know enough about big ass buses, but like, do you just hit a button and it releases?
He drives the bus, this guy?
Yeah, this was the driver.
So it's like, you know the drill.
Right.
You know it.
But how, I mean, do you have to physically pull a tank out and then dump it? Or does he just hit a button and
I'm sure you hit a button, but I'm sure there's like a spot that you have to go to hit the button.
But what's fucked up is even if like the boats weren't down there, you're still dumping it in the river, you cocksucker.
That's what he got arrested for was the pollution.
Right.
Not dumping on other humans.
People like kayaking in the river. Dude, say the river is disgusting.
How pissed would you be if you were on that boat and here just comes shit splattering all over you?
Yeah.
Pink Eye City.
Yeah, exactly.
Pink Eye City.
So, Mandy, what the fuck have you been up to?
I've been minding my own business.
I doubt that.
I've been minding my own business, behaving myself, but I feel like problems follow me somehow. So it's 4 a.m. I'm getting like the best night's sleep of my life, and my phone goes off. I open up my text, and all it says is horny.
So instead of the normal, are you up?
Which
you,
is your line.
Which is my line.
He texts me that all the time.
Hey, you up? You get horny. Just literally horny question mark or
no,
just
no,
horny?
No, that's the worst part. No question mark.
Oh, so he's
just...
got bad grammar too.
Or do you think
or
he's just
making a statement
horny.
That
yeah.
he's
yeah.
horny.
Right. Yeah.
So I responded with, a couple hours later, I was like, I'm going to mess with this person.
Yeah.
So I said, who is this? No answer still.
Pretty ballsy.
How long ago was this?
This was on Thursday.
And it's okay. It's a Saturday or Sunday, so
right?
A couple
so,
days.
I'm trying to collect all the relationship girl tips I can. You know, with Brian and Alternative Facts being here in the studio that week, I was trying to get some, and now I'm putting this in the bank. So, I mean, that's kind of a ballsy thing. Obviously, this person's drunk.
Yeah.
But what's weird is why the fuck didn't he answer back?
I know. And so I researched it. You can type in the phone number
yeah.
on Google, but nothing's coming up except for like Huntley. Or Evanston.
Well, it's a Chicago-based number.
AT&T customer service? Maybe Sonny found out her number somehow before they met.
Testing it
out.
It
is a Sonny Patel.
I like that there's no question mark. Like, it got me...
Got you horny?
It got me horny. I was like, am by association.
So wait, what was your reply back?
Who is this?
All right. By the way, guys, I can't look at her with a straight face today. We had a little mishap in
equipment
today, and she's wearing a fucking one earpiece of the standard
so
Apple earbuds
not
in
sensible.
Studio.
No.
She
kind of
looks like she should have came with like a Bluetooth in or something.
We're like, yeah, wanted to take this professional, nice photo together. Nice studio shot.
I think
shot.
I really am getting fired. I think you guys are just letting me go slowly.
Dude, yeah. Taylor, I've been telling you all week. So, I mean, I'm an avid golfer. I had a golf tournament. I told you, what I'm getting at is I told you about this a while ago. I don't know if you remember. But last year when we launched, I told you I was at a golf tournament drunk. And there was a pastor there.
You drunk?
What?
There was a pastor there, really nice guy. And I got the courage enough to tell him. He asked me what I've been up to.
Yep.
And I told him. You know, what I've been doing, we launched a podcast. So throughout the year, he was contacting me. He always wanted to meet up. You know, pastors do want to talk. Obviously, they want me and my family to come join his church. And I told him I've been really busy because I have this podcast. But what I did when I told him that, I said, you know, as the nice guy that I am, I said, just be warned. It's explicit material that coming from a pastor, I wanted to forewarn him that what he's getting into if he wants to listen
very
to
sensible,
it.
Ryan.
Very sensible.
Very.
So... as the months went by, I haven't talked to him in a long time. We just haven't crossed paths or anything. But I am going to actually see him in a couple weeks at the end of September. We're in this next golf tournament again, which I'm a captain of. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this last tournament I was at, I forget who I was talking to. It was a friend who's a member of this pastor's church. And we got on the subject of the pastor. Like, hey, have you ran into blah, blah, blah? I'm like, no, I haven't seen him in a while. He goes, yeah, I was talking to him the other day, and he mentioned you and, you know, what you're up to. And he's like, yeah, did you hear? He's doing sex talk radio.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking those are the biggest boobies you've ever seen.
Can I please use your phone?
I'm not your average woman. I like sex, and I'm not afraid to admit.
And I'm like,
oh my God.
I looked at the dude. I was like, what? I was like, we have a podcast. I told him that it was explicit. But it's not sex talk radio.
Right.
So the pastor thinks that I'm involved in sex talk radio. But he sounded like he was interested.
That's hilarious.
So I don't know if he's telling all of his members at the church that, you know,
yeah.
That's what we do.
You're the next Dr. Drew in his eyes, right?
Sex talk radio. I thought
that
was pretty good.
Do you think he was
good.
The one that texted me?
He could be.
Right. He's trying to get a plug.
Somehow.
Trying to get a spot
maybe?
On the show.
Oh, that's too funny.
Dude, another thing happened a couple days ago. Okay, I eat fast food sometimes, or more than sometimes.
Yeah,
it was 3 a.m. I go on a run to McDonald's. I was in a dead sleep, got up, went to a run to McDonald's.
You get up and go to McDonald's?
Yes, I
really?
Do.
Really?
I do. Not often, sometimes.
You are America in a nutshell.
Yeah, I know. So it was after a night of drinking, obviously, whatever. So I go through the drive-thru, and I think I got a double cheeseburger, chicken tenders, and fries. I'm sitting at the window, the only one in line. The shit's taking a little long to make. So I'm sitting at the window. I already paid. I'm sitting at the window to get my food. And as Mandy will come to know from season one, sometimes I have a little bathroom issues. So I'm sitting at the window. I just got done smoking a cigarette. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to shit my pants. I am literally going to shit my pants. I cannot wait here. So I started, I do a weird thing. When I have to go to the bathroom, like I grab my inner thigh. Somehow it feels like it helps me to not shit my pants.
What?
Yes. Like it's just a weird twitch. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to give it 10 more seconds. Please come back. Please come back and give me my food in under 10 seconds. 10 seconds goes by. He's not anywhere to be found. I'm like, I got to go. I can't, like, and obviously at 3 a.m, only the drive-thru's open. You can't go inside.
Right.
So I'm like, fuck. I left. I went home. did my business and I was done and I'm like, should I go back? I already paid for it. I'm gonna go back. I go back and I straight up told the guy, I said, listen, because I had a little buzz. I said, I had to take a shit and I could not wait for your ass anymore. You know what he says to me? What? He hands me the bag of food and he goes, go ahead and taste the food. If it's not fresh, I'll make you a new order.
Wow.
What an incredible McDonald's customer service.
And I say the customer service doesn't exist these days.
I
know.
I tasted a fry and took a bite of my nuggets. They were hot still. So I was like, you know what? We're all good here, sir.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I know. It was.
I like that story.
You should have called in and gave a good review or something.
McDonald's will be a great sponsor of this podcast.
Cool. Yeah.
We're asking you.
In the very near future. That's awesome.
Enough with the sensible little chit chat that I fucking hate. I hate the small talk, but
thanks.
The lovely Amber, this was all on her. We're going to do a game next. Amber from season one gave this suggestion, and I cannot wait to play this to see where this goes.
I'm pretty pumped for this one.
So we're going to call this segment, Guess What You're Doing. And what this is you will see today on our social media channels three different pictures. It's going to be a picture of something Raw Dog is doing or is in a scene somewhere where Mandy B is and somewhere where Tay is. And what's going to happen is, for example, me, Raw Dog, I don't know where Mandy and Taylor placed me in a scene or in a picture. So I'm going to have 3 minutes to guess yes or no questions and to see if I can guess where they've placed me in this picture. And the same goes for all three of us. Mandy's going to guess yes or no questions to us where we placed her. And same with Tay. They have to be yes or no questions. And like always on Sensible People Podcast, there is going to be a punishment for the loser. And the punishment will be, as you guys heard in our hook, that was a hog calling. And hog calling is a real thing, especially in the southern states of this country, and even where you got that from was downstate Illinois, 2010 Illinois State Fair. Hog calling is a serious thing. And just so you guys can kind of get an idea of some different flavors of hog calling, I'll play this. And so where I'm getting at is the punishment. Whoever loses this segment will have to make up their own hog call. So here's a couple. Feel free to talk through this while we play this. But just so you guys get an idea of what it is, here's some examples.
See?
I wish you guys could see this guy. Looks very professional.
We will share this on our Twitter and Facebook.
Oh my God.
The way he's putting his hand on his nose to make this sound. I want to hear Mandy B do this.
Oh, I better not lose.
I can't wait for Mandy to lose.
This guy's good.
Sue.
What is with the sui?
I don't know, but that's my style.
Do you think?
I thought that's what they eat. I thought that's like the crap they eat.
Sui? Isn't that the name of your college roommate?
It's Rui. Oh. Close though.
Sui. I think when pigs talk amongst themselves, they talk in sui.
I hate this lady.
And then Taylor, our favorite lady.
Oh.
I wish you guys could see it. She has the best tricep skull-crushing arms you've ever seen.
She's like the seated dip champ of the world.
So that's just a little taste. One of us will be doing our own hog calling, whoever loses this segment. So with that being said, Tay, you are going to lead us off, and you're going to guess where you're at.
You got like a little timer?
Yeah. Let's, Mandy, you want me to do it on my phone?
Sure.
All right.
You have the regular phone.
What do we want? Does 3 minutes sound fair?
3 minutes.
What do you guys think?
Yeah. All right. Absolutely.
3 minutes, yes or no questions. No questions asked.
For Sensible Nation, the hosts don't know, but for your listening pleasure, Taylor is sitting next to Forrest Gump on the iconic bench.
One, two, three, go.
Are there animals in the scene?
No.
No.
Am I indoors or outdoors?
Outdoors.
Is it from a movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is the movie within the last 25 years?
Mm-hmm. Wait.
I don't know. I'm a little unsure.
Yeah. Just roll with that. Keep asking, but I'll look it up right now to make sure.
Is the movie a comedy?
No. So you were so close. It's within the last 26 years.
Okay. That's fair. So what year is that exactly?
94.
It's 94. Okay. Not a comedy. Is it drama?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just so we're on the same page, officially underneath its like Google thing, it says drama/comedy drama.
Got it. Okay.
But I wouldn't call it a comedy.
No.
Got it. Is there a famous director tied to it? Like that everyone would know? No.
I wouldn't say everyone would know, but if you're a movie buff, I'd say he's okay. A pretty good director.
Let's see. Does the scene have more than one person?
Yes.
At times, yes.
Does the scene have... Is it action-packed? Is there
the
war
scene?
Action?
No.
No.
No. Is it a court drama?
No.
No.
Is it... Is the character that am I photoshopped into a character?
No, you're, I'll give you one not yes or no. You're next to the famous character.
Okay.
Like you're not being like
Got
that
it.
Person.
Okay. Let me see.
What's the time?
You're at 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Let's say, you said I was outdoors?
Yes. Yep.
Is it raining out?
No.
No.
Is it sunny?
Yeah.
Is the actor still alive?
Yes.
Is the actor white?
Yes.
Is the actor mostly in dramas?
I would say.
Yeah.
I'll give you. He's a serious actor.
Okay. You're going to give me like a countdown, 10-second countdown. Is the actor...
I'll give you to 3.5.
Okay. Is Danny DeVito in the movie?
No.
Is Michael Keaton in the movie?
No.
Let me think. Is it sports related at all?
It's not sports related, but it has some sports reference at some point in the movie.
But not sports related. Is it
you got
15 war seconds. Related?
Yes.
Yeah, it's got a lot of war to it.
Is it? Oh, am I on the bench with Forrest Gump?
100%.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude! Holy shit, dude! Are you fucking kidding me?
I know. I'm so pissed.
First of all, like, I'm surprised you got it, but what's impressed me is that, like, you actually said the exact scene sitting on the bench. Like, you could have said Forrest Gump running or Forrest Gump.
What got me was
Gump,
the war. Like, obviously, when you started saying, like, hey, war, yeah, it's mixed in. And then I was thinking, I'm not the famous actor. Yeah. And I'm thinking 94 iconic movies.
Well, let's be honest, Sensible Nation.
I thought it was, like, Batman 2. I was kind of going down that path.
Like usual, I give him an extra little leeway. I gave him 3.5 minutes, and... Honestly, I stopped the clock at 3:32, but it was a little delayed.
Oh, shut! You fucking liar!
No, Manny, did I show you?
Yeah, he did.
3:32, but I truthfully, I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt because I think we were laughing in surprise. I stopped it late.
All right.
It was under 3:30.
That's nice of you.
He gets the point as much as he's a fuckface. Yeah. Okay.
No suey for me.
Oh.
I cannot wait for Mandy to do it because you know she's gonna lose.
So Mandy is going next. She's gonna guess. Her scene.
For your listening pleasure, Mandy is playing Cameron Diaz post jizz hair gel application in There's Something About Mary.
You got and the clock?
Okay. Is the clock going?
We're going to start the clock right now.
Okay, am I outside or indoors?
Indoors.
Indoors.
Okay.
No, it is yes or no.
Oh yeah.
No, that's fair. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay,
we'll do those.
Okay, so you said yes?
Yeah, you're
indoors. Wait, I'm indoors?
We'll give you that.
Yeah.
Am I old or young?
Young.
Yeah.
Am I doing an activity?
No.
No.
Is this in the 90s?
Yes.
I'll give you an extra hint. It's late 90s.
All right, late 90s. You said I'm young.
Yes.
Yeah.
You said I'm indoors.
Yes.
No activity.
No activity.
Am I dressed up?
Not particularly in the image that we photoshopped, but you are in the scene, yes.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty big movie.
Oh, yes. I just gave that away.
I'm just so bad at this kind of stuff, and I really don't want to do the suey, so I'm like really...
She's nervous.
Really nervous right now. What's my time?
You're at 1:12.
Oh, boy.
2 minutes.
Okay, so is there a ghost involved?
Nope.
Is it a drama?
Nope.
It's a comedy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a comedy.
Comedy.
And if you listen to our last episode, I'll give you one hint. There was one audio drop that referenced this movie that I put in.
No more fucking hints.
Oh, my God. I can't even. Oh, no. Oh, no. I crack under pressure. It has to be like the Amanda Show.
No.
Am I white?
Yes.
Yep. You're white. You're clear.
Am I like, is this like a rom-com, a 90 rom-com?
I would
put it in that category.
Kind of.
Under its Google's name, it says farce/romance, which honestly.
Oh, it's that comedy movie. It's that movie. Oh, no. Can't hardly wait.
No.
No, it's the.
You're not guessing a movie. You're guessing a scene.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on.
You got a minute to go.
Oh, no. She's all that.
No, don't get through. Give us more questions.
Yeah, it's okay. It's yes or no.
Am I?
What are you?
Sad
doing?
In the scene?
Nope.
No.
I'm happy in the scene.
Yes.
Am I in love in the scene?
Potentially.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It's the scene where I don't know.
Do you believe in life after love?
Okay, so Cher.
That has nothing to do with it.
Oh, come on!
How much time?
Oh.
You're at 3. You got 30 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
She's gonna be hog calling.
No, I know. Okay. Oh, I'm in love in the scene you said. Kind of, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Never been kissed. Is the scene of Never Been Kissed?
No.
And that's not a yes or yes, it was a yes or no.
Oh, sorry, I'm not really good at this game.
You got 10 seconds.
What game am I good at?
Four. Three.
No.
Last question?
One more. I'll give you one more question.
Is my hair brown?
No.
No.
And I'll give you, the time's up, but if you want to just take one last guess of the scene.
It is.
If she gets this, I'll shit my pants.
Yeah.
It is. I can't do it.
Nope.
No, I can't.
Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
It's something about Mary when she puts the hair.
Oh, I kind of felt that because the blonde.
When she puts the jizz in her hair.
That
was
hair
your
gel?
Scene. Yeah.
Great
well,
movie.
Ryan could still lose.
Ryan could still lose, and you're both doing.
We both that have to do it.
Happen. Oh yeah, yeah.
I
get your sweets ready.
Damn it! I really thought it was she's all that.
All right.
Am I ready?
I think Mr. Raw Dog's on the clock. Let me get my little timer set up.
I'm gonna time too, just because I don't trust you.
You don't ever trust me in games.
I'm so upset. That's really harder than it.
It is actually very difficult. All right, you ready, Mr. Rodney?
Yep.
How you doing, Four Sensible Nation? For your listening pleasure, Ryan is sitting with the cast of Friends as Joey.
On your mark, get set, go.
Am I in a movie?
No.
No.
Am I in a music video?
No.
Nope.
Am I like part of a book?
Nope.
Am I outside?
No.
No.
Am I part of like a famous attraction? Like globally or
no.
Geographically?
No.
So am I inside?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not outside. I'm not inside. Where the fuck am I? Am I in heaven?
No.
Am I in hell?
No.
Purgatory?
No.
We can only be so lucky.
I'm kind of inside is all I got right now.
He's inside. You're inside. You're inside. You're inside.
We'll call it inside.
Okay. Am I with other people?
Yes.
Does this have, does this relate to like right now in today's time?
No.
Is this related to the 90s?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a movie is the hint.
It's not a movie.
I didn't get helpful hints.
You got a couple.
All right. Am I located in Chicago?
No.
No.
Located in New York?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a movie. Am I riding Lady Liberty? Lady
no,
Liberty.
No, no, you're not.
Okay. Absolutely
as much
not.
As I wish you were.
Okay. So 90s, I'm kind of inside.
You're at 1:30, 2 minutes
1:30.
Ago.
1:30. Did I say, is this a TV show?
No, it is a TV show. Okay. Yes.
Am I in a Seinfeld scene?
No. No.
It's in New York. It's a TV show. It's the 90s. Am I at all related to The Sopranos?
No. No. And it's Sopranos.
That's 2000s, by the way.
Season one was 99.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so 90s.
Soak up your time,
TV
buddy.
TV show, New York.
2 minutes.
What the fuck? Okay, is there famous actors involved in this TV show?
Yes.
Okay, is the famous actors women or men or both?
Both.
What the fuck? Are you sure you're not thinking of fucking Full House in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Were at the time the show was out, were the famous actors young or old?
Young.
Yeah, I'd say young.
Yeah.
Okay. Friends. Was I associated with Friends?
Yes.
Okay.
Son of a...
But here's the problem. I've never seen a full episode of Friends, so I don't know what scene I'll be in. Is it when he had glow teeth?
Okay, so...
Glow teeth.
Let's...
That's all I
we'll
know.
We'll be fair. You got it at two... In the realm of, you know...
Yeah.
You got it around 240. So we'll give you another...
Am I banging Jennifer Aniston?
We'll give you another 45 seconds to get the character... That we swapped you into.
Yeah.
Okay. So Joey.
Because it's not necessarily a scene.
Joey.
Yep.
God.
Oh man! Great job. Good job. All right. We photoshopped you on the cover of Friends.
Okay.
One of Friends.
Oh, yeah. And I can. I can't. Yeah. So listen, when you guys are listening to this, I'm pumped because clearly you guys know this isn't live. But I will Photoshop, and we're gonna do the actual theme song as an audiogram as the Photoshop. And
oh yeah, there
we play
go.
That.
Right. Right. Perfect.
Oh no!
Well, unfortunately, Mandy B is
we'll
going to cherish
the hog
the
calling.
Hog calling.
When do I have to do it? At the
right
end?
Now.
Do you want?
No!
Do you want to pause so you can think about it?
I think I just want to roll with it.
All right.
Just wants to get it over with.
I'm only doing a little thing.
And we're gonna hold scorecards up, 1 to 10. How good you
can
were.
We get a pig in here?
Just so you get in the mood.
I'm expecting.
I'm not
best.
Doing it like that.
You have to. I'm expecting
no.
the best out of you. Don't disappoint this.
I still
nation.
Think this. He's still
oh,
the best.
Oh no 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 no! Oh my god, I don't want to.
He's wearing a corn hat. Freddy.
Wait,
Freddy.
I don't have my corn hat.
Freddy.
But just pretend it's just you and 2,000 hill rods. And
so
you're trying
awesome.
To you're trying to win a pig roast for your family.
Come on, pig!
I'm putting this live.
Piggy. Oh,
Mandy, bro, Mandy B.
Are you taking this off right now?
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, that one was like
here
bloody
comes
murder.
Her own hog call.
Okay, I'm
Mandy
like, I gotta
B,
close
everybody.
My eyes when I do this. I really don't want to do this. Oh my god!
Do you know what you're doing? Or you're just gonna like.
I'm just gonna
whatever.
Like rip it out.
Hey, remember,
I'm
you don't have to be as close to the mic because I'm sure you're gonna be loud.
Oh, so weird. Okay.
Will she ah,
I can't
clip?
Do it. I can't do it. I can't
do it.
Do it.
Just roll
I
with it.
I can't do it.
You just say, fuck it. Start with Suey.
That's what I'm starting. That's the only thing I'm doing.
Here she goes.
Okay, ready? Suey.
Keep going.
Suey. I can't do it. I can't. That's the best I can do.
Well, you ain't calling no hogs
yeah,
into the fucking
that's
farm.
All I'm
that's
doing.
Sure.
Here, piggy.
There you go.
There you go.
I think they do the
Give us like another 10 seconds.
No. Okay. Sweet. I'm done. That's it.
I would have booed your ass off there.
I know. Got booed off never the stage. And the skull crushing champion would have skull crushed you into a pancake.
Oh my God. She would have stomped you like the state puff marshmallow.
What if she was calling me?
Well, Mandy, I'll give it to you. That was, I guess, an okay hog call.
But I never bragged about my hog calls.
I would say it's pretty typical that you lost out of the two of us. Yeah. It's probably going to happen more often than not.
Yeah, get used to it.
You know what, though? I have a fucking idea. I don't know if you even remember. Remember in General Chatter, you said that guy texted you horny late at night?
Yeah.
Let's call him.
No.
Let's call him right now.
Let's do it. Oh, perfect idea.
Let's call him right now live on Sensible People.
We gotta find out. The world needs to know if there was a question mark at the end, most importantly.
All right, so grab
your
phone.
Do you think he's still horny?
Yeah, well, that's what we're gonna find out. Grab your phone. We're gonna dial. Dial.
I hope he's still horny.
We're gonna find the fuck out, aren't we?
Hope he knows what he's getting himself into.
Answer, you prick.
Absolutely.
We'll make it a
call
voicemail.
Has been forwarded to an automated.
We'll give him a voicemail.
Thomas.
Thomas Kellaway
is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hi, Thomas.
Hi, Thomas.
Hey, Thomas.
This is Mandy B and friends.
I hope you know you're live on Sensible People Podcast.
We were just wondering if, in fact, you were still horny.
And is that horny with a question mark or no question mark? Because I'm horny.
This is a 3-for-1 deal. You get Raw Dog, Tay, and Mandy B.
If you're still horny for Mandy B, please reply back to her and we will all be included.
And if you like the popcorn trick,
extra butter. You
know, reach us.
Just reach out. We'd love to have you on.
Yours truly, Raw Dog, Tay, and Mandy B.
Bye.
XOXO.
Awesome.
All right. So are we going to get a call back? Or
I hope so.
Let us know if he calls you back and says, what the fuck?
Yeah.
No, should I send him like a partial nude?
Yeah, you should. No, we should just send like him like a pinky toe. Like inner thigh of Raw Dog.
Yeah. Perfect. He'll really be horny.
I don't know if you guys want to see that, but we'll figure it out.
Sensible Nation does.
All right. Should we connect with Sonny?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
The weather's always great in Chicago when it's sunny. Patel.
Sunny. Yesterday my heart was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain.
Mandy B, Raw Dog, we have our favorite recurring guest back for season 2. He came on a couple times during season 1. He's one of our all-time favorites, Mr. Sonny Patel.
Good morning, dickheads. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
What's up, Sonny?
Hi.
Who's this? Who's the new lady?
Oh, you haven't met her yet, have you?
I'm not really getting unless she's interested in giving me sexuals.
Well, let's get introduced first and we'll see what happens, Sonny.
Hey, you got to slow your roll, Sonny. You got to ease
step
into
at a time,
it.
Buddy.
I'm not slowing anything, okay? I don't need a lecture. Who's the woman?
That would be Mandy B. She's our new co-host. You know, Amber, as you know, was pregnant last time you spoke to her, did give birth to a beautiful girl. So she's off the set as of now, and Mandy B has replaced her.
It's so nice to meet you. I've heard so much about you.
You're a minor?
She's of age. She is of age.
In the USRA, you got to be 18.
No, I'm liking Amber's womb. So she has hatched my baby?
she has hatched.
Yeah, she hatched.
Oh, delicious. Now, Mandy B, You're sounding nice as well. I don't like that you're not minored, but tell me about yourself.
Well, what would you like to know? I'm 5'9". I have brown hair. I'm really funny, Sonny.
She's got that Chicago accent you can hear.
No. Not so funny. I need a couple of questions here. Now, what size are your feet?
They're 8.5.
Oh.
Oh, no.
You're a feet. You're a foot guy, Sonny.
No, not too much foot guy, but I want Mandy B to fulfill the sexual fantasy of mine, okay? I want her to take the bare feet and stomp on little baby ducklings.
Oh, no. Has this been a dream of yours for a while?
Oh, maximum arousal, I'm telling you, baby. You should see how I'm hung like light switch.
Oh! Now, wait a second. I described myself. What do you look like?
I'm 29, having the birthday recently, lots of priyas, and we had a yogurt curd to eat. But working still, AT&T, been transferred to Pondicherry and Tamil Nadu. Having pretty good life now, have really nice house, but a terrible neighbor.
Hey, she said, how do you look physically?
I want to imagine you in my head.
I have most hair on my lower back, have very thin skin, very soft, brittle hands to caress your bleached asshole.
Would you say you have more of like the dime-sized nipples or dinner plates?
No, I have very large nipples. Could put a teacup on each of them.
Well, tell us a little bit about your neighbor. You mentioned that you were transferred recently, and you have an annoying neighbor. Is that what you said?
He's real dickhead, buddy. Okay, let me tell you about this Sri Lankan prick, okay? His name is Duminda Patini. He has real fucking attitude, my main man.
What's he pissed at?
He's pissed. He's catching me watching his mother, watching his cousin in the shower. He's taking pissed off at me about this, okay?
Well, I kind of side with him, Sonny. Kind of get where he's coming from.
Give them some privacy.
It is not privacy. They're my neighbor. I have right to watch them in a shower.
Are you inside of their house when you're watching them in the shower, or are you looking through a window?
I'm outside. I have a nice drill bit. Put a hole in the wall. And
you're looking through
outside.
A hole.
So you were the guy that did the Aaron Andrews keyhole video, weren't you, Sonny?
That's not me, asshole, but I know who that guy is. Good friend of mine.
Good friend of yours. Well, what else is going on? You got this neighbor. I mean, do you ever have social outings with this neighbor?
No, I'm seeing him in the street. He's always confronting me, has the attitude problem. I'm trying to avoid him, okay? I have right to see what I want to see. He's having a problem with me, man.
Well, we all have our fair share of neighbor horror stories. That sounds like it sucks, man. So tell us a little bit, what else is going on with you?
I'm planning next big trip to USRA and maybe next year visiting more New Mexico, see my cousin.
Yeah, you got to come by and swing by Chicago and visit us.
Yeah.
If I couldn't have Mandy offered to me on a plate, I'd like this.
Well, I was going to tell you, Sonny, I've been going out for the last couple of weeks late at night, you know, trying to spit the game at the women, and it hasn't been working out too well, so I want you to be my wingman.
I'd like that very much. I'm very sexually aggressive, very active.
Well, that's I think that's what will help, is I think you're a little more aggressive than me.
Yeah, a little more.
You won't ease into it. I think you'll just go in and grab it.
No, that of course this is true, and I'm much more stronger than most women, so it's no problem.
Well, I do want to say, when you do come to Chicago and you're my wingman, just make sure you wear deodorant that night and just trim up your bush down there, all right?
I'm telling you about it. That's what you got it way wrong. You can ask the Mandy B prostitute on your hair. Women like my curry scent. They like my body hair, okay?
They just run their hands right through it?
Oh, and they pull it out with their teeth. They're eating it, everything.
They're eating it?
Yeah, baby, you know.
I don't know. Maybe you can show me when you're here next year.
Sonny is a sick, sick fuck.
I love to, baby.
Ooh.
There's nothing I wish more, Sonny, that we're sitting at a nice local establishment at about 12:30 a.m., 1 a.m., and we're sipping mango lassies with vodka.
Oh, that would be so delicious, raw dog. I can see it now.
The women, they wouldn't be able to keep their hands off of us.
I completely agree.
Well, Sonny, thank you for joining us. We will be checking in with you here and there on season two. Anything that you want to add before we sign off with you?
No, buddy. I'll talk to you soon. And Mandy B, you'll be sending me your PayPal information so I can... I want to make this fantasy come true. Going to send you some ducklings to stomp on.
Sound. I'm looking forward to it.
Sonny Patel, okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
See you, Sonny.
See you, bud.
Goodbye.
Always a fun time with Mr. Sonny Patel.
Yep.
And he got to meet the lovely Mandy B today.
Speaking of fun times, it's time for another game.
Woo!
Yeah. This game is called Google Gangers. Bang.
Google Gangbang.
We're so horny from that phone call.
Yeah, it can't be all wet and wild.
Can't stop.
Hot and bothered.
It's similar to that of a doppelganger. Did I do it?
A doppelganger.
Doppelganger. I'm embarrassed for myself. Anyway, it's another individual with the same name as you whose records and or stories are mixed in with your own when you Google yourself. So what we're going to do is we're each going to Google ourselves, find our Google ganger, and then the others of us will make up a story of that Google ganger. And then you will decide if you want your life or that life of your Google ganger.
So, for example, I'm going to Google Ryan Church. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick a photo on the first page.
Right.
And I'm going to show both of you the photo I pick. Then it's up to you guys to make up a story of my life from just using that photo. And then once you guys are done with the story, I will pick if I want to keep my life I currently have or the life you created for this other Ryan Church.
The new Ryan Church.
You got it.
All right.
It's going to be some fun.
I like that.
So who's up first? Me?
Tay's up first.
All right. So
make sure you show us.
Do I search on Bing or Yahoo?
I'm fucking. Ask Jeeves, Netscape Navigator.
Doing my full name. And I'm going to go to images. Bear with me, folks. And what I find is... Okay, I'm up there. A lot of college basketball players.
Okay.
White.
So, but I'm going to pick this guy instead.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And we'll share these photos with you folks on social media.
I want to see.
But I'm going to go with this guy. He's on the first page. And this is the picture.
Okay. All right.
And this gentleman is rather chubby, black.
Yeah.
African American. Has a thick, full beard. Big
titties.
Big
what?
Bad smile.
Yes.
Some pretty horrid,
big bad
horrid
smile.
Teeth.
He's got big socks.
And what'd you call that? What, like a mini fro?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A mini. Yeah. I'm in.
Mini fro.
I'm in.
Mini fro.
All right. So, Amanda, me and you, why don't we just kind of each spit out a sentence of his life and we'll just keep building on it.
Okay. So,
go ahead.
This Tay Wagner, he is a father of two.
Father of two. He's been divorced once and is now engaged.
He is engaged to an exotic dancer, shockingly. Ooh,
to an exotic dancer.
I could see that.
He works at a IT company, and he's an IT manager.
Like Sonny?
Like Sonny.
He just got a huge bonus, though.
Oh.
He did.
I'm liking it more and more.
He did.
Like 1%.
Yeah.
Huge bonus.
The norm.
He lives out in the suburbs.
Of?
He lives outside of Houston.
Okay.
He barbecues for his neighbors all the time. Like,
oh,
he's a fast restaurant.
He looks like a big barbecue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Puts those sausages on the grill. He'd like to have a couple more kids with his new hopeful wife.
Okay.
So he's looking to have like 4 total.
Okay.
And maybe get another 2% raise.
Yeah. Right.
Double that raise, baby.
He's not a very religious man, but he goes maybe twice a month to church with his kids.
Oh, he's like a priest. Oh, twice a month.
Every other Sunday. He goes to church.
Yeah. I think, what's his face? Is down in Houston. Osteen.
Oh, Joel Osteen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is he going to Osteen?
Don't get me started.
I have to say, he looks a little sleepy.
Yeah. He's stoned, so he likes to smoke pot. Okay.
Okay, okay. This Taylor Wagner there we go. We got that pot. Done. Yeah. All right.
And his sexual fetish for both him and his new fiance is they like to bang with just socks on. Just white
dear
Hanes socks.
Got it.
That's it. That's all you can wear.
I think that wraps it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I choose whether I like his life or my life a little better. I do like to barbecue. And I like to sleep. He looks nice and sleepy. I'll give it a shot. Yeah,
do you like white socks?
Yeah. I like fucking with white socks on, too. Let's give it a roll of the dice.
You'd be okay with your woman being an exotic dancer? You wouldn't be jealous?
I don't think so.
Just roll with it, right?
Yeah. All right.
Like we said, we'll post these pictures of our what are they, Google gangers, as Mandy B said. Yes. All right, so I'm going to look at mine right now. Probably easier if I do it on my phone.
Or you want me to pull it up? You?
No, I'll pull it up, okay?
Okay.
We're all horny here. Really get interested. It up. Yeah.
Get it up.
Is it horny question mark?
Next, we're going to call this guy.
He's sleeping.
We're going to call, exactly. He's sleeping. Our Google gangers.
Okay.
See if they're interested.
Why? It looks like it's gaming.
Ryan Church.
But no, so this is, okay. I'm going to go with, I knew this guy was going to show up, and that's who I'm going to go with. Back when I was in high school, I don't think he plays anymore, but he was a professional baseball player, played for the Nationals for a while, and now his most current picture is with Pittsburgh, left fielder, Ryan Church.
Okay, so he looks like he played a little ball growing up. Maybe he was a pitcher in Little League.
He has a really, really good relationship with his father.
Yeah, and a really poor one with his mother.
Oh, so bad with his mother.
I thought you were going to say a tight ass.
He does have a tight ass, though. That ass, don't lie. He's got a tight one.
After knowing about his relationship with his father, his ass is probably not so tight.
Oh, no. He has been divorced twice as well.
In high school.
Yes.
All right.
He lived in Pittsburgh growing up, and his dream was fulfilled by playing for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
And now...
Am I married now? Or
yes.
Just divorced?
You're engaged right now.
Okay.
You're actually engaged.
Another engaged. And you're engaged to a Cirque du Soleil dancer.
Okay.
And your friends are all trying to get her friends to hook up with them. You know, like it's a very annoying, like, oh, come on, you guys. This is my Cirque du Soleil.
So I see. I'm a professional baseball player. That's a pretty good high achievement. I'm divorced, but I'm engaged. But what am I really looking for in life? What am I still searching for that I don't have?
I think you're really searching for the prisoner of Azkaban. That one
That blew me away.
Am I still searching for that clam that tastes like powdered sugar?
I don't think so. I think your dad turned you the other way.
Oh, no. Yeah. I kind of feel like you're a little boring-ish, too.
Yeah, very boring. Okay. And you know what? Your future has a lot of, like, decorating Christmas trees.
Yeah.
All right, so from what you guys laid out for me, I think I'm going to take my own life. Because Raw Dog's life...
Yeah, we really
life,
didn't set it up.
Raw Dog's life is way more interesting,
you don't want to find the prisoner of Azkaban.
No, I don't want to search for that. So I'll keep on trucking what I'm doing right now. And Mandy, I think you're up next.
I am. Will you search for me?
I would love to search for you.
Oh, boy.
You want to do Mandy B or your full name or what?
Do full name and do better.
Sure, yeah.
All right. So you've got a few options here.
Yeah.
I don't even see
me,
it, but I
one's
just...
One's my cousin. Oh, I don't know. You guys
have
to
pick.
Hey,
it's my cousin Strawberry.
No, you have to pick.
Come on. Have to pick? Okay. Ooh. Let's let's do the ooh lady.
This one?
Yeah.
All right.
Vanna,
so this woman is a little on the heavier
hold on.
Side.
I can't even
some...
see that fucking ugly ass thing.
There you go.
Oh my god.
So it's got glasses, a little on the heavier side, just description. But again, you can find these on our social media account. I would say she was not well liked in grade school.
You now live in a one bedroom apartment by yourself with 12 cats. And sometimes you find yourself drinking a whole bottle of wine and shitting in the litter box with the cats.
Oh,
and,
come on. I'm not going to pick this person.
And you're a complete hoarder, obviously.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do I hoard? Anything?
I would say car auto parts.
Five of the 7 nights a week, you're making hamburger helper and rice-a-roni.
Yep. Ooh, that's cheap.
And your shower curtain is completely caked in boogers.
Aww. What are my hobbies besides hoarding and catting?
You like to take all 10 of your or 12 of your cats on walks.
Draining catheters from old men.
Do I have a loved one?
I don't think so.
No loved one, but you've spent the last 10 years of your life trying to get on the old Price is Right with Bob Barker and not the fucking, what's the new guy's name? Drew Carey.
Drew Carey.
Yeah.
Bob Barker is your hero.
You do like leather, though. You have a leather fetish for some reason. And you like to eat the inside of a sofa. So you have a good chance of being on My Stranger Addiction.
So fame is in my future.
Fame could be in your future.
No, with this lady, fame is in my future. Let's not joke around about that.
You do drive a Geo Metra car, which is like the size of a go-kart.
But the back seat, you can't even see through the windows because there's so much. There's so many car auto parts.
Do you think no one bothers me because of my hoarding issues and my awesome bangs?
I think nobody's spoken to you in the last 35 years.
What year is it?
You do like to get a French manicure once a year.
Oh.
Treat yourself.
Yep.
Treat yourself.
And lastly, I think your favorite meal is a double deluxe bacon cheddar burger.
Oh, you got me with the double deluxe.
And you have a free lifetime supply of those burgers.
Which I'm probably sure I'm hoarding.
And what you like to do on Saturday nights, since you're lonely, is you file down the corns on your toes and you clip your toenails and you save them in a jar.
I'm picking my own life, as sad as that is.
Why? That was enticing.
It was so close.
We didn't say you were depressed at any time.
I think all the fame would get to me.
You're happy.
In fact, I think we might want to interview her for the.
She
the
looks
third
like
co-host.
A fullback.
God damn
that's
it!
A fullback. That's Mike Allstott's sister.
Dude, sweep right, lead.
Oh my
blocker.
Dude, look at she's lowering her shoulder right now.
Just imagine. She's fucking lead blocker, and the skull-crushing champion is the carrier.
I could play in the NFL if they were my lead blockers.
Those are some big girls. Well, thanks. That was fun.
Well, that was fun.
I guess I'm the only one willing to do the switcheroo.
Tay made the change. Me and you stayed. Me and you stayed, Mandy.
I like it.
All right. So this was a fucking great episode. We called fucking horny guy. We put ourselves in some situations that we will be photoshopped in and tried to guess. Sonny Patel was back, which is one of our favorites. And, of course, you got to meet our Google gangers.
Breaking news.
What is it?
Can we break this news?
Let's break it.
First of all, I'm reading this text as is.
No way. He texted you back.
She literally just got horny guy's text.
No way.
As is. S-R-Y. Sorry.
Sorry.
Dunno. D-O-N-O.
D-O. Okay. Dunno.
Who you. Just you. Not Y. R.
Hey, honestly, ask him if we can give him a call.
Wait, okay, listen, but let me finish. He said, my buddies were fucking with me the other day and text numbs. Okay, this guy's already having a Sunday fun.
No.
Right, what am I saying?
Say, hey, no worries. Can we give you a call? Well, we tried, but unfortunately he didn't answer. If he calls back and is not a total pussy, we'll be sure to play the phone call.
We got a text at least.
I feel a little rejected.
This story is to be continued.
Yeah, it is to be continued. Okay.
So as you guys know, we encourage you guys to review us on iTunes, Podchaser, Stitcher, wherever you listen. We do like to read some reviews oftentimes, so we're going to read a couple of reviews for you guys live on air. One being from August 23rd, and I'm pulling it up right now.
Which one is that?
And the title is Drunk Guys Are Fans, and it's by Bill M. 3402. And it goes, very funny hosts, especially if you're into less than radio safe humor. Great content that any fan of comedy podcasts should check out ASAP. You won't be disappointed. Cheers.
Great review. Thanks, yeah, drunk
thanks, guys.
This is another great review.
Oh, what is it?
Ooh, it's directed at you, Ryan. This is from Kirby. I don't want just a piece of raw dog. I want the whole damn thing in my mouth. He makes me wet.
That might be the most sensible review I've ever heard
you
in
know,
my life.
We posted that on social media because it was probably the best review we've ever got. Ryan texted me that like on a Thursday night. I was just dying. I was like, holy shit, that's hilarious. So he posted these searching for Kirby.
Our fans know that. Like, so we're sitting here talking to you right now, but you're not going to hear this till like 2 weeks from right now. But I do want Sensible Nation to know I've been searching and searching. I've been running like Forrest Gump ran through the whole country to find Kirby 92. So Kirby, you can find me on my social channels. You'll be able to find it. Just look at Sensible People. You'll find it. I'm not going to announce it right now, but I'll be right there waiting for you. Okay?
Thank you, Kirby. Guys, review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podchaser, as we said. Follow us on Twitter at Sensible_People and Instagram at Sensible People. We also have a Facebook page if you're on Facebook, at Sensible People Podcast. And we've got merch.
Guys, we have merchandise. Go to SensiblePeoplePodcast.com. Click on the shop tab. Honestly, the fall's coming. We have a array of sweatshirts, hooded sweatshirts, crew cut, women's clothes. Oh. Get the coffee mugs. It's going to get cool in the morning.
Turtlenecks.
Phone cases. We got thongs. We got dental dams, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Butt plugs, you name it. Cock rings, whatever you want to buy.
Yeah. And we're looking to do a live show for our one-year anniversary. We hope to do so in the fall.
Yeah.
Big one-year anniversary for Sensible People. So we appreciate you guys following us on all our social channels and following the podcast on whatever platform you listen on. Guys, it's been a fun episode. Raw Dog, Mandy B. We'll see you next episode.
Peace out, sensible fuckers.